Or we can do our car.
Why don't we hang out? We're three best friends. Sometimes Robert come and hang out.
That is funny. Yeah, that is funny
because he wants to start shit.
I'm playing my game, so I don't really understand.
And sometimes Jacob, but you know he's here. But you
he's a here in spirit this time.
He's here in spirit.
Or hugging his toilet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's
because he's sick.
He's throwing up without all the fun of getting drunk first.
Yeah, yeah. Terrible. Terrible. This podcast kind of just shoot the shit again. Yeah. It's shoot the shit random. Part two.
That's not what I'm calling it.
You suck.
I know. It's episode 40,
no,
though.
No, this one was way more political this time.
Welcome to 40. Call it OE. Yeah.
OE?
That's funny.
All right. All right.
Episode 40, OE.
Yeah, if I remember that in like 2 weeks when I edit
this. You'll have to hit me up and be like, what was that name? OE. Okay.
OE.
That's good.
37 was the first...
Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. And I named it In a Row.
That's awesome.
My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row. I was wondering, I remember reading it, and I'm like, I feel like that's a thing, and I'm not sure what it is. No, we kind of just shoot the shit again, talk about a little bit of politics, a lot of it about a movie that we didn't make, a comic book idea. I swear to fuck if any of you steal it. But if you want to contribute, please do.
Atticus came down.
Yeah, Addy was a part of the podcast.
He turned off the podcast at a certain point.
So there's going to be a weird cutoff between topics. So that'll happen. Not that any of you guys care. You expect it from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's all good. Rainbows and chocolates.
Rainbows and chocolates.
Rainbows and chocolates.
Rainbows and chocolates. Sorry, Justin. You don't like unicorns or rainbows or things that are majestic.
We drank weird chocolate unicorns. Beer.
Yeah, I had a weird beer.
I never once had it, so.
I'd get a sixer of it. It's all right.
It's weird beer.
But at least you
tried it. I tried it, though. Give it that. I tried it. Where's your face? Yeah. Getting old and tired.
Because you stopped drinking, that's probably why.
That's why.
Yeah. Yep. I tried beef tongue this weekend.
Yeah, you get your beef tongue story.
No, we told that in the last podcast.
No, Kathy told a bit about it.
Oh, yeah. Did she?
Yep. Because we had Wonder Woman on.
Yeah, because I had to go pee.
And there was even Deadpool, and so I brought up the...
Dash of Deadpool.
Beef tongue.
This is just a couple of episodes, a little bit of everything. Yeah. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a lot of bit of those.
Hope you enjoy.
Atticus. Yep, Atticus.
You got something to say?
No. Right? No. I feel you, dude. 100%. I'm with you on that one.
He's my little silent bob.
So, car?
Yes.
Car.
Silent fucking bob car. Yeah.
It's really hard to do, isn't it? That was really hard even for my brain to be like... That's the reverse of a thing I don't like to
I always forget which one we're doing it whatever time, so when I say it, it's
you're like, which one are we doing? The end of the out? Yep.
End
of the out. So we got 5, 4.
Game on.
Queer.
I was the only one
I wanted. I was like, please read my mind. Please. Just so it was just him. That felt good.
I'll cut this out.
Why? You leave the rest of our bullshit in that we do.
Yeah.
God, dick.
Because you're the director, and he's a dude.
I'm the director. I don't like being the director, but I'll take charge. It's not what you sound like in my head at all. It's much deeper than that.
But it was kind of funny.
But it's in the Russian voice.
Yeah.
Oh, with my hair, I feel like I look like Fat Carter.
I could see that.
Yeah.
It's weird, though. Like, you know, hair's been so long that...
Yeah.
Before we go, tell us that story quickly.
What? Why my hair is gone?
Yeah.
It's like I can finally afford a fucking haircut.
I could have cut your hair.
Yeah, if you, that's all you wanted, yeah.
If that's I have it, clippers, I could
I'm
totally
the grand master of that.
I've tried.
I literally have done it for years.
Drew.
I've tried.
This is a conversation Kathy and I have had yesterday. Like, they're like, oh, you're a first-time customer here. We'll offer you the MVP service with a face massage and shit.
Yeah, and you spend $25 on the fucking
what
haircut.
I said was no. And then Kathy
still
like,
cost you $25.
Kathy was like, "You have a weird bubble about your head," and I'm like, "Yeah, you're right. Not gonna fight this."
I've offered to cut his hair because I used to cut my brother's all the time. Yeah. No big deal. Like,
especially
dude,
that's all.
It's a buzz cut.
Seriously.
So now today he finally admitted, well, maybe we could go buy some clippers and then we could just do it here.
Borrow my clippers! I don't shave my pubes or anything, I swear.
I think that made him more sad than anything.
Yeah. I just kind of wondered that because, you know, he said something about Robert.
For real, though? Like, what the fuck, dude? It's $20. I have the same clippers I've had for 4 years. $20. Mister, I'm no cheap. I just like saving money. That's the apex of saving money next to just letting your hair grow out like a hobo.
It's an investment.
I got a weird bubble over here.
Yeah, you fucking do.
That your, you know, wife, that you trust with your life.
But not your hair?
Not your hair.
You need to figure whatever the fuck that is out, dude. That's a weird thing.
Usually, I don't
get... And I have space issues.
I don't...
And that's fucking weird.
Get it cut this short. This is a little shorter than normal, yeah.
In a very long time.
Yeah.
But you look good, though. Seriously.
I always
look... You look better with the short beard, though. Just saying. I'm just saying, if you trim them, I mean, at least even he trims his up.
I trim mine, yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, it would work for you.
Yeah, it hurts when you butt yourself, doesn't it?
I'm gonna let it grow back out, though. I miss my beard. I want to grow back out.
I miss my donkey.
Pretty much.
Second longest intro ever?
Oh, no. Not by a long shot.
Not by a long shot.
We have intros that last as long as podcasts
do. Just call the podcast the intro. Yeah. Yeah, well, they're Kanye West.
He's broke now. I'm so happy.
No, he's not broke because his wife just made $156 million on that fucking little game on the cell phone shit, which blows my fucking mind because these teenage girls are like, "Oh, I want to buy this and this and this on this fucking phone." And I'm like, "No, not okay."
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
God, all right, can you say, word. Listen here, you little shit machines.
Oh, sad. God, I wish he was really broke.
So,
just be ruined.
My car got broken into...
Wait, what?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Nuh-uh.
Well, I don't lock the doors, and Kathy's mad at me.
Damn.
Yeah.
But,
see, rightfully
okay.
So...
But no,
lock
no,
your
no,
fucking
no, no, no,
doors.
Wait.
I
don't
lock
wait.
The doors in
if
like
he
three
locked
years.
The doors, he would have had a broken window and paid probably $300 for the
they
window.
Wouldn't have broken into his car had he locked his doors.
I don't know. They might have.
No, they were just going down the street opening
yeah.
cars.
And anyway, so.
Yeah, my truck got broken.
Because most of the time when they do it is that
it
if somebody
it
didn't do
late
it.
Late enough at night for them to go smashing
it. Yeah. It was the walk by like they do in the movies.
So they got my lunch bag and it was at Tom and Tamara's house. They got my lunch bag.
I was like, here. I'm like, you had to go through into the driveway.
It's pretty ballsy. Yeah.
And I found my lunch bag in their driveway with, like, everything torn out of it.
Aww.
And then halfway down, I was like, well, at least they got my dirty gym underwear because they stole my gym bag.
Take that.
No laundry. Yes.
Here's my fucking ball sweat. But then I found my underwear halfway down the block.
Bastards.
That's all I found.
They still touched it, so.
Yeah,
it
was,
well, they
go,
also
go.
Stole the registration, or the...
Yeah, the registration
car.
Of the car.
That's such a dick move.
You didn't keep the title in your car, so it's okay.
Huh?
You see, you didn't keep the title in your car.
Can I see your game real quick?
Yeah, because I'm not a fucking idiot, sir.
No, please, say something. Say something. I will pay you to fucking say something.
So...
God.
I did want to bring this up on a cast, but I didn't want to burn everything on the last podcast.
Oh, we're recording?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course.
For like 2 minutes, I cut Robert's whole fucking rant about Donald Trump.
Oh, okay, good.
That's all. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Fucking, because someone
Robert
needs
happy.
To fucking rant about it. Cause,
so, I'm back on the tirade of losing weight, and for my birthday, I want to go skydiving.
I'm down.
And I'm.
Why can't we just go see Suicide Squad? Seriously.
Because that's after my birthday.
If we're doing anything,
see, August 5th, man.
We're gonna see Scoot. Oh, that's like right before my birthday.
Yeah, just say it.
Or we do both.
Yeah, we're gonna do both.
Skydiving.
Why are you afraid of skydiving? What scares you about skydiving?
The Earth? I don't know.
No,
maybe.
No, let's be
parachute
real.
Doesn't
no.
open and.
How often do you see that doesn't work? Like statistically.
Like literally. West
you'll be
skydiving.
If I'm
going to
be doing it
years.
With him, then I have every reason to fear.
I can't do it right now.
This
he's
is
too big.
Thing.
That's the thing.
See? I'm too big.
So am I.
Too big.
So am I.
You're too big.
So I'm not going to lose
looks
weight.
Like I'm going to go skydiving.
How heavy are you, Chris?
I am 185.
You are just under too big.
I'm going.
You were right in.
I'm going.
So Chris and I are going skydiving. But that is my my goal. By the time I turn 30, I want to be light enough to go skydiving, and we're going skydiving.
So it's a good fucking plan. Yeah. 100%. I'm 1,000% down.
It's like a weight loss goal.
No, that's legit. I'm 100% down. Like, I will support. I will even eat healthy with you if you need support. If you're like, I'm having a bad day, I need to see someone else eat a fucking salad, I'll eat a fucking salad for you. Just so we can go skydiving.
I just gotta stop eating shitty. Which all caffeine I bought today were fucking vegetables.
I saw that in the fridge and it made me so fucking sad.
You're supporting them, your friends.
I know, support the shit out of
you. You know, you tell your fucking kid all you can have is a banana upstairs.
What I want to do with my body is my choice. He's under my roof, his ass eats
healthy. He wants to eat cookie dough up all night, you know, that's his choice.
Ice cream cookie dough is like the best thing on the planet, period.
He's eating chips right now.
Kidding chips. Okay, none of y'all will get this. Question, your team is your Mogu, your Ginsu, and your Hatch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yep.
Oh, dude, carry I love my Mogu and my Ginsu. Then I got kicked out of that sweet fucking...
No, they got... Team. The reason why when they ended up doing all that faction, and then the one I was in, because they were the partner factions, they're like the top two factions right now. And you're just like, I don't play... I play daily. You play daily, right?
Yeah.
These guys play, like, spend real fucking, like, hundreds of dollars.
So do they actually have jobs?
I got a fucking job.
No, they do,
shit.
But they don't have, like... That's what they... Their game. They game. So
they're custodians.
You look at it this way.
Toilets and
yeah, but you look at it this
time.
Way. Yeah. If you spend $60 on a game, whether it's mobile or not, if you're like, I'll spend $60 on a game that you enjoy, right?
Yeah.
If you spend $60 on this game, you damn well will be up there. You'll be well and up there for $60.
Really has even to try, really.
Yeah, like it makes the game infinitely
Maybe
easier.
Maybe work at a toll booth or something.
Something.
We talked about it on the last cast, but these two haven't seen this robot.
Yeah.
Oh,
you should. Okay. It's awesome.
Yeah, even Cavi.
So
I sucked my brain in.
So when you get time, what you need to do is your
smash on the podcast.
Yeah, for like 30 seconds, because I have to, so I can help him out. Or I'm gonna forget.
You got 30 seconds.
That's all it's gonna take.
I need his help.
Your third and fourth district. Okay. Get rid of your defense buildings. Make them all resource. Make them all blue. For slow build, high cap.
20 seconds!
And so when you do that, people who are lower defense than you will go to attack your base, and all of your defense buildings will be stronger than them. So
10 seconds!
Less money, and it'll increase your defensible bank. So you can hold more in your defense bank.
5 seconds!
Okay.
That's it. Yeah, cool. I learned that from the guys in mine, and I've been rushing.
So the first and third one?
Your third and fourth. Your third last fourth. Two, just turn to resource blue. What's up? The highest in blue ones that you have.
You're done!
Yeah.
But see, my first two, then, do I do all defense, or is it...
You do, keep them the way they are.
We're not listening to you, fuck off.
Keep them the way your first two are. One and two, exactly.
Just the way they are.
Three and four,
almost.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
It's good.
Next
we have, podcast topics.
Bananas and grapes, bananas and grapes, bananas and grapes.
Thank you. That's the best thing ever.
Smash!
Monster!
That was good. That was good. Now I got Chago, the new server at work, on it. I'm like, hey, Chago, you get easily addicted to games? No. Why?
No fucking help.
And I go,
his name's Chago.
So check this game out. And he's like, what is it? And I go, it's a 9x9 tile based monster game. And he's like, sold. Immediately, dude, was like,
cash in.
On that. And I was like, so what do you think? And he's like, more do it. And he's like, I kind of suck. But I told everybody I want to be the best at it in the game. I'm like, in the world chat, you just troll. And he goes, I kind of just like trolling people. I've already been silenced.
No, that's
like, holy shit, Chago.
Like, we informed him yesterday that he actually might get deported because of, like, if Donald Trump becomes president. Because he's actually not a U.S. citizen. He just has a...
He has, like, the work card. Oh. Yeah. He's got, like, the Justin Bieber.
Yeah. No green card, but he's got a visa.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, he's out. Or wall building.
Can you leave his monkey here?
This isn't Germany.
So, you won't go skydiving. Would you go bungee jumping?
No, because people actually die from bungee jumping.
Or about squirrel suit?
That's basically...
Only
people who are expert suit. Skydivers.
So you're like, hey, let's take the whole safety of a parachute and just like, just open your arms and be like, hope pray to God you don't hit anything. No!
Hi, Atticus.
What up?
What's up, buddy?
Thanks, dude.
What up, Gusta?
Why is he down here?
He's gonna hang out with you for a minute.
Okay, why?
What's he gonna do? Say a cuss word? Please do. I'll pay him.
Please! All my money.
Anyways, where are you playing?
What up, Negro?
He's getting bored.
I get bored when brothers are done.
And he's just sitting there, he's just thinking, right?
I fed him an applesauce, I gave him water. He's done with me. He's like, whatever, leave me alone, Mom.
Okay.
So he's bored.
Cool.
Well, go ahead.
Kick it out here with the cool kids.
You guys wanna go to a hockey game sometime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing next winter?
That's this man's jam.
Okay.
I got trivia working.
He closes.
Yeah, you guys are working.
I just got kale.
Turn it off.
10:30.
I thought you were working early.
I was for 2 weeks. I was cross training.
Oh,
I'm off. Working early. And I just got kale. What time's hockey game?
Like seven.
What time's it done?
Nine. 9:30.
What's the date? Maybe I can request it off.
I was talking about this Wednesday.
Oh.
Might be able to. It's just him and his bedtimes are really.
Yeah.
It's, I gotta have him down by like 8:15 because it still takes him 15 to a half hour to
get to sleep.
That shit. Kid does not do 9:30 well. Like that next day is just a
that extra hour
fucking chainsaw. Yeah.
These fucking fools.
No, it's okay because today was my first Sunday off. I'd have to wake up for shit, and he woke up at 6:30 going, I'm up. Can I do something? And I looked at the phone, and I looked over at him. I'm like, I'm going back to sleep. And I rolled over to get back to sleep, because fuck you, dude. And he's like, he just does the tap, 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 tap. Can I play on the iPad? Will you go away? Because I'm tired. Like, this is my first Sunday to do nothing. I was like, if you let me sleep, you can play on it while I'm sleeping. We'll get up and we'll do all our stuff for the day. And he's like, all right. And I got to sleep until 9. Awesome.
These cats, their bedtime is 9 o'clock during the week.
Mm-hmm.
I roll in banging pots and shit at like 7 o'clock in the morning. I've already been up since 6.
Yeah.
And I go in and I'm like, everybody get the fuck up! All three of them. Out.
God.
But on the weekends, daddy goes to sleep a little later. Wants to wake up a little later. These fools, 6:30.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yep. 100%. Yeah, no, all the time. That's him. That boy getting him up for school.
And they went down late last night.
No, same thing. He'll get up for school, and it's like tooth and nail. Weekend, I'm wide fucking awake. Let's do stuff. Go die.
Jack has school at 8, and he's got school at 8:30. And so we go in, and we're like, hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Yep. I don't want to go to school.
Don't do nothing.
Don't wake me up.
Yeah.
That's
don't Kale.
Don't get me dressed.
Kale's like, I need to sleep in. You didn't let me sleep in all the weekend, fool. Welcome to the real world, jackass.
Put your diaper on.
It's so frustrating.
Wow. Hey, we're talking about you.
I was like the whole, like, when parents go, where does he get his energy? And you're just like, he steals it from me.
Oh, they're in my sleep.
Yeah, they just suck. They're like life leeches. No, that's and then they wake up early with it.
I get it now.
Leeches.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we didn't have DVRs when we were kids, so we were probably worse.
Yeah, right. Well, that's when you think about it. Like, how did our parents function? No wonder we got, don't make me every 30 seconds.
Shut the summertime. Fuck
up and go outside until the sun goes down.
Yeah. You're outside. I don't want to see you.
Stay in my room.
You come in for lunch and you leave again in silence.
Was right up against my parents, so that wasn't enough.
That was the rule. Like summertime, like I'd be home before sunset.
Yep.
And then sun's up. I'm like,
once Justin and I were hanging out, they were like, "Go away, go to Justin's." And I'm like, "I haven't even been doing anything. I've been like reading, cleaning my room and stuff. Like, get out of the house."
Because I'm responsible at that age. So
yeah. Of all people, they were like, "Go down to Justin's and go do stuff." And it's like, "Do you plan on us getting arrested? Is that the goal here?"
Down the South Hill or out the valley or something.
Telling me to go hang out with Justin, that's pretty much what's going to happen.
Yeah, and so we'd go off and do stupid stuff the whole time.
Not every time.
Yeah.
We played a lot of video games. Yeah. Wait, just one time, right? Is it one time?
No, every time.
So 100 times, maybe. Or 1,000.
That's a lot more.
Yeah. Thank you for changing the subject before I punch them in the face.
Which ones are left?
We got.
I think all the chocolate ones are drunk, so you're.
Yeah, good. Spice pear.
I'll do spice pear.
Or cranberry.
Yeah, I'll take spice pear.
Yep. Or cranberry.
Yeah, I'll take spice pear.
Or cranberry.
That spice pear just sounds really fucking good.
What about But I haven't had a spice pear.
I only had a simple little spice pear.
But see, I got this in my hand.
You haven't had the cranberry either.
Someone didn't call me this week to go see Deadpool with him.
Oh, you're all such right, a tool.
That's cool. Here you go. Here's your cranberry.
It? I'll just drink an IPA. I'll drink a half warm IPA.
You'll drink IPA over cranberry?
Yep.
You must be desperate.
Yep. No, you're good. You can have it. I'm just drinking IPA.
Seriously, I was giving you shit.
Oh, well, then I'm going to enjoy the shit of that because I do not want to drink no fucking IPA. I just don't want cranberry. No, I don't like cranberries.
He wants to hang out with Agus, so we can do a take a leak real quick. I probably don't really care the most.
Because he has a kid.
Yeah.
Come here, buddy.
Hi.
Yeah, you don't want the non-adults to do it.
Oh, the non-adults?
Yeah.
Non-adults.
So we are.
He gets along with Chris.
Well, yeah.
Hey.
I scared the shit out of the kid, so.
Yeah.
Oh, you got really big. Did you know that?
Boop, boop.
Gaffer lady. Jarell is now turned into Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman. Fighting crime in sexist America. Wonder Woman. Sexist America. It was 1970s Wonder Woman. That's always what I thought the theme was. Right?
Fairness is coming.
Was there actually words to the theme song back then? Or was there...
Wonder Woman. Fighting crime. White people. No, they like Wonder Woman themes.
Pretty badass.
I don't like it either.
What's up, bud?
The new one does, yeah.
She looks young at it.
No, digging it?
Totally.
Yeah.
I guess when they were setting it up here. Yeah. when she came out in the costume, like people were like crying on set. Because, so awesome. Like, she's Wonder Woman. They're like, she is Wonder Woman.
I even like Chris Pine as Trevor. Like, seriously,
that works.
Like, it really, and I hope their chemistry really connects.
Yeah, because if they don't have the, if that doesn't, then we're screwed.
Then we're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie better be good.
Yeah.
What was it, 29th? You said the tickets going to?
Yeah, 29th February at 5 p.m.
Yeah, I'm buying
my...
Hundreds.
I'm buying two for me and Chris, but, yeah, no, you guys can do your own. So.
Yeah, I'm IMAX in 3D laser bots.
Everything.
Yeah.
If they have D-bots.
IMAX 3D widescreen robot high def underwater edition. I'm taking it.
Do you think Jacob Tappy want to go? We'll just do a group text with him.
I don't know, hit him up, probably. Yeah. But I don't know.
Because, yeah. That movie, I'm not switching shifts.
No,
I'm
3D,
not.
Yeah.
I'm not doing.
You can do it without 3D.
If you switch a shift for that fucking piece of shit,
not.
Rob.
I'm seeing that fucking movie.
You know, he still hasn't seen. He saw Deadpool. He hasn't seen Star Wars yet.
Still seen Star Wars.
I don't care.
Missed.
That guy is.
What a
he,
douche.
Mm-mm.
What a douche.
Douche is like a nice.
I'm just being.
It
nice.
Really kind of is, isn't it?
Like, no, it is. That's being nice. Being douche is being nice. Because fuck. That was such a.
I got really baked and I'm going to fall asleep.
But be mad about the fact that I wasn't able to go see the movie because my normal shift was this day.
And then you got pissed because everyone else talked about the movie. I'm like,
that's on you, dude.
Right?
Like, it was still great the second time.
But Batman v Superman?
You best be.
Right?
I want to see Suicide Squad more, a little bit more, though.
I don't know, this
well,
last
because
trailer?
Because it's, yeah. No, the trailers are way.
Yeah.
They're giving a lot away.
I don't know, they keep saying that.
Who's the villain in Suicide, then?
We don't know, and I don't care, because I want to be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, but I don't, like, who was it? Didio was saying that, Didio and Johns were saying that it's, like, what we've seen in the trailers is not Batman. Anything.
Is
and
it?
For Batman
no,
v Superman, they're like, it's just not. What you've seen, like, that is exactly what they want you to see, because that is not anything.
No, I want even, like,
the
supposedly leaked
sequence. That's what I want to see the most out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The leaked versions of, like you see Harley Quinn driving up,
mm-hmm.
and she's, like, in her normal gear, and Joker, like, slaps her.
Yeah.
He says, that's not a spoiler whatsoever. And
none of
like,
it is spoiler.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yes.
Like, what you saw is what we want you to see.
Exactly.
And you're like, what are we not supposed to see now?
What are
you holding from us?
It's like, I want to see where the Batman comes into play.
They say Batman actually captures each one of them, and I hope that they do like a little montage of like how each one
the
got
intro
captured
okay.
by
like
Batman.
The credits are that
like the intro, but like
yeah, and then they develop their story, and then I want to see so bad Harley Quinn's origin.
How many?
Seriously, oh my god!
How big's the team? Six or seven?
Seven.
Okay, Deadshot, Killer Croc, Katana,
But my issue with Katana is that Katana was never evil. It's the sword that's possessed by her evil grandpa.
That sounds insane, said
by my own grandpa. That's he's looking at you like, that seems
insane.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, Atticus.
Yeah. I get it. It's crazy. I didn't write her. It's not me.
Once, and then Joker's not supposedly part of the Suicide Squad, so he's out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, but with the main team even, unless a portion of them are on a mission and he captures multiples at once,
yeah.
To do a 5-minute run of each of theirs is going to take, like, 35 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
What's up?
That's what I'm saying, like a quick, or they do the 35 and then the 2 hours of a normal movie.
Well, how long is the movie?
We don't know yet, but we know that Batman v Superman is 151 minutes long.
Yeah, so it's going to be long.
So it's a 2.5-hour movie,
yeah.
Basically. So,
darn it.
Yeah.
I'm so sad that that's going to be please? 3 hours of Batman v Superman.
Seriously.
Director's cut 3.5.
I wanted 3 hours to be 4 hours.
Thank
so.
You.
Darn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deadpool could have been 4 hours. I would have sat there.
I would have
never wanted it to end.
No,
I was sad it ended. And apparently so was everyone else because it's made so much money.
My bladder was very happy it ended.
But with Cable?
Oh, dear Lord.
Dude, I love the Ferris Bueller because you guys stayed after credits, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, painstakingly. I sat there the whole time having to take up this. So
gah. But I love seeing him come out on Ferris Bueller.
I drank 64 ounces of water before I went in there at dinner. Like, I didn't do it on purpose.
Wow.
But we were eating spicy burrito nacho taco thingies from Borrachos. Yeah, oh, by the way, Borrachos, awesome.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tongue burrito?
Beef tongue, yeah. Okay. Done that? I'm good. But I drank a ton of water because it was all really spicy. It was good, but it was spicy. And so, like, halfway through the movie, I'm like, going. Do I not go?
Right, because you're like, what if I miss a thing that's really, really funny?
Yeah.
So I sat my chair up, and I'm like, okay, can I sneak past everybody without... No, not really, because there's like two guys that have really long feet. And I'm like,
the struggle is real when you got to pee in the new theater setup.
And there's and then the bar, but we were all the way at the front, so there's like a drop further, and I'm like, I'm not tall enough, and my bladder's full, I just pissed myself, I went, fuck, I'm just going to sit here, and I sat there the whole movie. And then Gerald's like, there's something after the credits. I'm like, fuck.
But see,
and you know it would have been just long to where you got done going to the bathroom, you got back, and it would have just
it been
ended,
over.
And you'd been
and
like,
I'm like,
whatever.
So I sat there.
But those were great. The Ferris Bueller credits.
Ferris Bueller,
we're in the
so
theater,
awesome.
And you hear like six people behind us go, "I'm buying that robe." They totally were like merch monies, all our merch money, buying that robe.
Yeah.
That's that was super.
What are you doing here? Go home.
Go home.
Movie's over. You wanted some spoils or something? He comes back. Just was so great.
Right.
It was probably one of the best post-credit scenes.
Oh,
the dialogue with him and the cabbie. Like,
oh,
started,
yeah,
like,
so
I wanted more of that.
It seemed like they knew each other, and
I wanted, like, what happened? Like, where's the
their
first
origin.
Time?
Yeah.
Like, why are you wearing that red suit?
Oh, you know.
So it was like no big deal.
Like,
just like
I totally just love the dialogue between. He goes, "I did not tell him to do that."
Murder him.
It's just so great.
Like
him.
It's like the greatest thing. It's so fun.
I love
taxi
and
yeah.
I love when he's like, "Maybe if you let him go, you'd be part of X-Men." And we go, "Boom! Why did you do that?" Goes, "You were just going on and on."
And,
like,
and I'm like, I just.
Did you at least say spoilers before the
spoilers?
Yeah.
Spoilers. Yeah.
Good job directing us to that.
If you listen to this in reverse, you're not spoiled.
Right? You guys
raw fuck
everything up. Come here, dude.
Well, see, that's the problem.
Like
that's why you don't go. You hold it.
I was trying to hold it, but it didn't work.
What do you want?
He was cool for a minute when I told him about Grandpa's souls possessing swords.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't having it much after that.
Because he looked at him like, you're crazy. You may have your seat back.
Wonder Woman.
Bum 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 bum.
That's the theme.
Wonder Woman.
And then that's it. And then like
words
are said. Yeah, fighting crime in sexist America. It's probably not.
What?
No, probably not.
I don't believe you.
Wonder Woman. That's it.
Yeah.
What's up?
He's not liking the podcast land.
High five. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me four high fives. 1, 2, 3, 4. Apologies. Here it comes. It's gonna get you. It's gonna get you. Don't.
There's something like when you're a kid, because we're all young enough to like remember those moments, when your parents would do that, and you're like, quit it. And you have the fight or flight of like,
yeah.
Sweet God, let me go!
Adrenaline!
And then they're like, I'm going to tickle you. And you're like pinned to the floor. And you're like, this is so kind of
somehow they find
when you have a kid now, with a kid now, it's like with Kale. And I'm like, Kale. And he goes, no. Immediately. And I'm like, you act like I'm going to tickle you. I'm like, I'm not. There's just a thing. He goes, don't. Just tell me what it is. Because that's what my dad would do. He'd be like, still just let me. Upstairs, and I'm like, you can just tell me. Just tell me. What it is. He goes,
words.
No,
use
let me
words.
Show you. I'm like, I don't want you to fucking show me. And then he'd be like, all right, I guess you didn't want to know. Well, about the what? Boom!
Yeah.
Do it to him all the time. Fuck, he's it. That's awesome. It's like, you steal all the energy from me, I'm stealing it back.
Exactly.
This is mine.
All mine. That's what tickles are. The tickle monster's really the adult siphon for joy. I want it back. We tickle our kids not to make them laugh, but to give us some energy and life back.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're full of life and energy when you do it, so really you're just siphoning it back. And then they go, mine. And then while you sleep, they pull it from you. And,
right.
Yeah.
Are your uncles boring or something?
It's terrible. Yeah.
It's terrible?
Just terrible.
Terrible.
So are you guys watching anything good on Netflix or Hulu right now? Anything new?
I started watching West Wing for the first time.
Yeah.
That's actually, it reminds me of House of Cards, but it's a nicer version of it. But it's still witty.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good.
You can tell them what you're watching.
And Young Justice, but other than that.
What are you watching?
X-Files.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're watching X-Files?
And the new ones?
I'm so sad only one episode left, man.
I still haven't seen any of them.
So good, dude.
But he won't watch it because he has to watch
it. I need to watch all of it.
Yeah.
We're trying to get caught up on all sorts of different shit, so
I'm rewatching Star Trek Voyager. I'm like on season 5 of 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Or the late end of season 4. I probably watched it in its entirety like 1,000 times.
It's pretty good though.
I love Voyager. But once I'm done with that, I'll get on the X-Files.
X-Files, yeah.
Because I'm halfway done.
There's
with
like
season
9
one,
seasons.
So. I'm fine with that, though. Like, that's a show that I can sit and just dedicate and watch. But Caleb's watching Star Trek with me, so. Which is like, it's kind of slowed me down watching it because he wants to see all the really good episodes and he really likes the Borg. And so it's like, I'm like. And I know all the episodes, so I'm just like, I'll just wait. They'll skip ahead and watch the ones after, and then he'd be like, can we watch it? I'm like, yeah, go back fucking 6 fucking
you finished Fear of the Walking Dead?
Nope. I have not had time with him being there and with, like, the lady. Like, the lady doesn't like zombie movies and TV shows, so I have to,
what?
Like, yeah. She doesn't do, like, that level of gore.
Were we supposed to meet her this week?
Yeah,
everybody was working.
I wasn't working.
You were at work?
I wasn't.
Thursday?
No, I was getting paid to work, but I wasn't working.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like I can leave.
I wasn't working.
We were going to go up. Yeah, we were thinking of just hitting Joe's.
Yeah,
but
then you got to go food.
Yeah, she went to go food that we just didn't eat.
She sat in the car.
She hit me up on the way to the house, and then she was like, hey, are you, because I had to go down and get Kale, and she's like, hey, I just woke up from a nap with Selah. Are you still at work? Because I want hot wings. And I was like, well, we can either do dinner in a few hours or I can get them now. And she's like, I haven't eaten yet. Because apparently, women unsupervised just don't fucking eat. That's weird to me.
Before the spaghetti, I had like...
Is that true? You guys don't eat if you're not supervised, apparently? And then you're like, I'm super hungry. Why? I haven't eaten all day. Why not? I have eaten 15 full meals today. My ass is always hungry. And it's like, I don't know. I just haven't had time to eat. Yes, you have. I took a nap. You could have eaten.
I had a banana this morning.
You get it. Right?
It's like chicks, right?
Right? But, so she... Exactly! That's my rage. So, she just wanted to go wings, so I was like, alright, and I grabbed Kale and got wings, and we just kicked it and watched movies. She watched The Martian. Loved it. Martian's fucking dope.
I haven't seen it yet, so...
Yeah. Haven't seen it? I'll bring it
I heard Matt
yeah,
just,
I'll
like,
probably meet her.
So good.
Do you have The Martian? So it's okay.
Do
you have The Martian?
Fuck yeah, I got The Martian.
Because I saw it with you two, but I haven't
seen it. Did you see it with us?
Yeah, I went with you. That was the last movie I went to with you guys.
Because I gave you, that's when I gave you the Audible so you could try to read it, but you ended up reading something else.
You didn't give me the Audible then.
Christopher Titus?
I want to go to Titus.
I got it.
I wish I could, but I probably can't.
It's a...
It's in April, isn't it?
Thursday.
Thursday
in April.
Yeah.
Like like the 7th.
I think tickets are like 35.
35 bucks.
Yeah.
I wanna with a fuck you in the ass fee of like $8.
Yeah.
Eight?
Yeah. I got our three tickets, our fuck you in the ass fee was $17.50.
Yeah. Fuck Nugget.
Yeah. It's bullshit is what it is. Fuck Ticket West. I don't even care if
it's
someday...
It's not
even
Tickets West. It's
No, that's who they go through. Theirs was Ticket West.
The Knitting Factory?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they stopped going through Knitting Factory to Tickets West, and they did,
did their own Ticket West bullshit. Nope, Ticket West.
Because I used to go to the arena and get tickets all the time.
That's what their ads are for, it is Ticket
West. We broke up with the Tickets West.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I know, they're assholes.
Don't bite you.
It's like, so you can put it up on your computer, $17, because, well...
Can you just have it emailed and then have them scan the...
$17?
They're still ticket.
The convenience fee is $17.
Why can't you just go down and like buy the goddamn
thing? You can get your tickets online and then you pick them up at Will Call. And there's a convenience fee for that. $17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I miss the old
No matter what, it's $17.
I can just go buy a concert ticket like a month in advance or a week in advance. Like,
right? You just go down to the arena.
Yeah. Yeah. You go, I want tickets to this. All right. Cool.
They had their bullshit.
And then it was like a $3 fee. Because you're like, well, I get it. Like, you got to make your money off this too.
But that's cool.
Yeah.
$3
is
fine.
That's why I don't trust things online.
But like but that's at the door though as well. Like, it's still like three tickets. They're like $17. Why? Because shut up. You're going to buy it anyway. Like, Tickets West is the Walmart of fucking ticket sales. Yeah. Like, you don't want to deal with us, but you have to, because where else are you going to be able to buy a vacuum cleaner, a new hamper, a movie, some toys for the kids, and fucking dinner for the next week?
Yeah, all your
groceries. Fuck you. Yeah, or you could just drive around town and do it all day and spend 6 hours doing it, or come to Walmart for an hour and a half and do it.
We went to Rosar's today for all our groceries,
yeah,
because it was like, well, we want to get fresh vegetables. We don't want to go everywhere else for the rest
See?
Of the
day. Yeah. And that's how they get you. And then they go, oh, so fuck you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You're learning all sorts of words.
How about dick tips? Because that shit was hilarious.
That
bag of fucking dick tips!
I'll give him $1,000 if that's
his
first word.
Was that when I wasn't
here? For Deadpool.
Oh.
When he screams a bag of fucking dick tips.
That movie was great.
So much fun. I do love when he goes, this is the worst moment of my life. When he's holding the... X-Men Origins version of himself.
Yeah.
It's like, that's good. That's clever. Did you see in the beginning in his wallet, he has a picture of himself at a Halloween party and he's dressed as Green Lantern?
Yeah.
I was like, ah, I see what you did there. Fuck
I
you.
I saw the Ferris Bueller at the end.
Yeah, it was so good. What are you doing here? Go home. Love that.
So Cable's going to be the next one. So
yep, so we're going to call that. The dude who is the bad guy in, yeah, pick it up, yeah. And yeah, I think he's picking up a, fuck yeah, it was so good. No, the dude who was the general in Avatar.
Well, he's Cable.
He wants to be Cable.
Really?
Yeah. Him and Kevin Nash are trying to get
Kevin Nash
the
looks
role
just
to be
like
Cable.
Kevin Nash is big.
Kevin Nash
actually,
is
either one of
acting
them would
be
pretty
good.
Yeah, I want someone who's going. Now this is gonna sound weird. Can act well. I know that's weird, but the guy who's in Avatar that made $700 million, I'm gonna kind of lean towards.
Yeah.
That's just me. Yeah. I'm not an actorologist.
Avatar is the highest-grossing movie of all time.
Actorologist.
I didn't watch a bunch
it's
of
still
cinema.
Outranked Star Wars by like 30 mil. Or 300 mil.
Right now.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, Star Wars is also still in theaters. So, yeah. And it's not even that. Star Wars is that like, Star Wars beat $1 billion.
No, it's over
Wars
2 billion.
No, they, okay, Deadpool
over 2 billion.
Star Wars in Russia.
Yeah.
Not only in Russia. Only
yeah,
in
but
Russia.
That also says what Russia likes. Murder, 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 jokes, murder, murder, death. And unaliving. Lots of unaliving.
Yeah. So
I wish they'd put that joke in there, because he says he's going to kill him a lot, but Deadpool doesn't say the word kill. He says unalive. It's a pet peeve.
My partner.
Because it makes him feel dirty. So he says, I'm gonna unalive you. And it's like, that needed to be in there so hard.
My partner at FedEx is Russian, and I've got like this huge man crush on him, and I realize it's just because he's Russian.
Well, yeah, because it's Soviet Russia. Well,
Soviet
everything
Russia.
Is backwards.
He likes spaghetti and meatball.
No, what's the food? The bowl with the noodles. Ball noodles.
Yeah,
bowl. Like bowls and noodles.
Bowls and
with
sauce
with
and noodles.
All of it. Hot bowls and sauce. And it's red. Maybe go to a doctor. So good. And it's like, we had one of the servers over at Golden Corral. Is that Russian? He's got the accent and everything, and he came with Rob one night. And I just wanted to sit there and go, just talk to me.
Right?
Just don't not talk to me. And I just want to be like, just tell me, just read Moby Dick to me, and I will be happy.
No, you have to
call
him,
what's the word, Ishmael. Ishmael is his name.
He
call
tells
him Ishmael.
Me shit about Russia, and I'm like,
This is everything I've dreamed.
Right? Dude.
You know who would like you? Chris.
It's the Russia we always hope it is.
Yeah.
Because
Russia's a fucked up joke.
It's a terrible place.
I was talking to him about dash cams. He's like, oh yeah, everybody's got dash cam. Because everybody's fucking the worst driver
ever.
Nuts as shit.
No, you see the
they get out of their car.
Do you guys
and they
watch,
fuck you up.
Did you guys watch the Legends of Tomorrow?
Costumes, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay, so are you caught up?
Yeah.
Okay, so in this last episode, they're in 1986 Soviet Russia. Okay? It is. They all talk like it, too.
Right before the wall?
So Heatwave and the Atom are chained up by the Russian guard, okay? And they're in Vandal Savage's super douchebag prison, okay? And while they're in there, the guard that's beating up Heatwave, he goes, is there anything you want to tell me before we get started? Because they're going to do the battery thing to him.
On his testes?
No, like they're zapping him on the chest. Like they're completing the circuit on their chest and stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Because they're trying to get...
hurts.
Yeah. They're trying to get the Professor Stein to reveal the heat wave equation. He's getting ready. He goes, is there anything you want to say before we get started? And heat wave, the guy who's heat wave, he's like, I got something. He's like, what? He goes,
Francis.
He goes, it's like the greatest thing in the world. He's like, Ivan Drago loses at the end of Rocky IV.
Boom!
He just trolls the shit out of
him. You got something in your teeth.
And
he's so bad.
Yep, I can taste it.
I wasn't even talking about you.
But he zaps him.
Bring it back to Deadpool, sir.
But he zaps him. And then once he lets go, the Atom is like, really? You had to go and do it? He goes, what are they going to do? It's not like they're going to watch it. Boom! And then Stein later on, when he's talking to the Soviet chick who's trying, she's like the Bridget Nielsen, basically. She's trying to make a Soviet, and they keep calling it Soviet Firestorm. Like they're trying to sell this name, Soviet Firestorm. I'm like, you already have me sold on Soviet Firestorm, because his power is that he can molecularly shift things. It's not just fire. He can turn like wood into diamond or ice cream. It doesn't matter.
But
in Soviet Russia, it turns into the reverse. Because it's always backwards in Russia. So he'd be ice instead of Firestorm, but still called Soviet Firestorm because it's funnier.
Yeah.
She's talking to him and she's trying to do her whole villain monologue like, Russia will reign supreme over your American douche. And she's totally got Bridget Nielsen Russian accent. And Stein goes, you want to know about your country? You want to know what happens in the future? And he gets real. For like 10 seconds,
fucking
he
1992,
goes,
they
he
go, fall.
Yeah, he's like, late 1991, your wall falls, your government falls, you're in disarray, you're run by crooks and heathens, and everything that you wish your country would be is nothing. You are a shadow of your former self, and you will be ashamed to be called Russian. Just drops the goddamn hammer and sickle on this bitch. And she's just like, I raise you, almost death. She's like, nope, because with Soviet Firestorm, we will be reigning empire. Because in Soviet Russia, no listen to you. They no listen. There is no work with. They just kill people.
Unless you have vodka.
Unless you have vodka.
And then discuss it over vodka.
Yeah.
It's not North Korea.
Yeah, right. But God.
They took shit too far.
Yeah.
Are you excited about seeing Oliver Queen? Like the new
Dark Knight Oliver Queen?
46?
Yeah. Oh. One
armed Deathstroke?
One armed Ollie with the goat.
Yeah, dude.
Steve Minnell is gonna be fucking cool as Arrow is post-apocalyptic Dark Knight Returns.
Yep.
Steve,
I don't watch any Arrow.
Don't.
I watched the first episode. I'm like, this is boring.
So the way I've been able to describe
years ago.
Well, the way I've been able to describe like the Legends of Tomorrow is it's better than a good episode of Arrow, but it's worse than a bad episode of Flash.
Exactly.
It is literally the middle of the run of those two shows. Yeah. It's better than every single episode Arrow has ever had, but Flash has not had an episode as bad as a good episode of Legends.
Correct.
I haven't started Flash. We kind of started
Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Season 2 starts next month.
Daredevil.
On the 18th.
March 18th.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm going to fucking binge watch the shit out of that.
Fuck, I forgot the raid for you. God damn it.
We're trying to
bring
Game
the raid.
Right now.
Bring it.
You guys need to watch Flash, though. Flash season 1.
Oh my god. Even season 2 is like knocking me out of the park.
Dude,
season 1's on Netflix.
Fucking. When he's knocking.
Who do you think knocker is?
A. Jason? Todd? No.
Who do you think it is?
I have no idea.
John Stewart.
No, he's a white guy.
Well, I thought he had black hands.
No, he's totally a white guy.
Because the only other one it would have been Wally, who's Kid Flash.
Yeah.
I when think it actually is Barry's dad.
See, I was thinking it might be Barry's dad as the Flash originally for that Earth.
Correct.
Which would make sense. Yeah. But I kind of want it to be Hunter Zolomon from Earth 1. Well, not Earth 1, Earth.
Did you tell him that there is a guy in the park?
Yeah, no, so you...
So he captured and put him in Earth 2?
Yeah. Like, he is Jay. Okay.
Right after Caitlin and
Deathstorm.
Yeah.
Do their whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, because... But there is also another character called The Rival. It's Jay Garrett's reverse. Ooh. His reverse Flash is called The Rival. It's all of Jay's negativity embodied into the Speed Force brought to life.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I'm curious.
And that's
why'd you go and hit your kid? Drell just hit his kid, everybody.
No, we do this.
We're gonna have a moment of silence.
Whatever. I actually hit Cappy's hand.
No, I hit the kid.
Totally hit the kid.
Hit the kid.
I snuck my hand in there.
You don't hit him hard.
You don't hit him ever. Watch your head explode and be like, okay, you don't hit him ever. Reconstitute your head. He does that from time to time. You're like, that's why it's okay, because he says it's okay.
20 years from now, he's got Jack, you know?
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
We choke slam you. Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Oh.
Fuck that shit. So, okay. Caitlin Snow as Killer Frost. Don't
you
like
know
her.
Nothing, Caitlin Snow.
No. Her acting. Does that bug her?
As Killer Frost? Because she can't be evil. But I think what it is, it's not
she
her.
She can be cute.
No, but she's so good at being that seeing her as Killer Frost is almost impossible. She's so good as Caitlin Caitlin. She's believable as Caitlin.
Yeah.
But because she's so believable as Caitlin, seeing her as Killer Frost, like even Cisco.
I just thought horrible acting as Killer Frost.
I don't see it as horrible acting. I see it as that I can't find it believable. Okay. Because she's so good at being good. The fact that she's so good at good,
but
that
like,
her
she
being
was
bad
actually
is unbelievable.
Gonna turn on them, like, she's like...
When she did do that, though, and she's like, maybe I'm not that nice. How do you like them apples?
Yeah. And I'm just like, just shut up.
Yeah. No, you're frost. Like, nah, shut up. Although I totally did love Cisco's, when he's like, what do you call yourself? He goes, reverb. And he goes, I guess, you know, you got a top knot going on, too, so obviously you make poor choices. It's like the greatest. He makes the evil doppelganger of himself, who can blow his mind up, because he's vibe, so he can blow shit up.
Yeah.
And he's just like, don't. That's stupid. You're dumb.
The power he has, though.
That's the actual... The reverb's power is Vibe's power.
Okay. So one day we'll see Vibe getting those powers.
Cisco will have those powers.
Sweet.
Yeah. He'll have the power to have powers.
Nice. Yep.
He doesn't have all powers. He has a lot of powers.
Well, because he can see through different Earths, and he's in tune with the multiverse.
Yeah.
The original one gets it through a boom tube. He's caught in the other boom tube.
I think the other one's coming down.
Knock, knock.
And then Velocity 9, like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, how they incorporated that.
Yeah, and they're they're bringing Jay back. We're bringing Jay back!
Boom!
Oh.
Headbutt. Bam!
Just a hard one. Just
why does he have a Wilson jersey on?
I don't know. Why do you wear fucking Jets jerseys?
Kathy, I love you, but Wilson.
Yeah, ask my wife. You think you'd be wearing a Wilson jersey if it was up to me? No.
Yeah, but you haven't gone out and bought him a Vikings jersey yet.
Yeah, because they don't sell them in Target here, do they?
There's this thing called the internet.
That's fair. Also, the convenience fee of $35.
Right, yeah, convenience fee. That's not convenient. Just going to point that out again, guys. Anybody who sells anything that's not convenient.
For something they're going to grow out of in like 3 months. So.
I understand shipping and handling. I can deal with shipping and handling.
Not processing.
But to lie and go, it's a convenience fee.
But I'm playing double figured on shipping and handling. I want a fucking, drawer.
I better be there in fucking 2 days.
Yeah.
Shit. I'll get him a Teddy Bridgewater jersey sometime. No AP jersey for him. God, no.
Because
I don't beat you anymore.
I might make another jersey bet this year.
Have you guys seen the trailer for American Hero?
No.
With Christian Slater? Or, no, was it? Or is it?
Bale?
No, or Keith Sutherland. That might actually be Keith Sutherland.
American Hero?
Yeah, it's him and Eddie Griffin. It's basically a white man's Hancock. Is what it looks like. It's like he's like a white Hancock, essentially. He's in the ghetto. Okay. He's just a poor guy. Poor
guy. Something you can say about white people is we eventually get around to it.
Yeah, you get around to it. But he's just a piece of trash. Like, he's a shitty guy, but he uses his power to such a limited extent where he uses it to win free beer and shit. Like, when people come in and they don't know that he's got powers.
That's what white people do,
yeah. Yeah. They'll be like, I'll use it for self-gain, because, you know, fuck everybody else. Yeah.
But you guys really waste your talents at Street Fighter with all those kids, like...
Oh, when we're playing Tekken?
What?!
I don't know, watching those famous people doing Street Fighter, holy shit, dude.
What famous people?
They take things way too serious, though.
Lupe, for the Street Fighter V release, the world's greatest Street Fighter player played in an exhibition match against Lupe Fiasco, and basically the Street Fighter guy got Apollo Creed'd.
What?
Yeah. Best of five, and Lupe Fiasco won.
Three?
They do best of five. They do, yeah. And so they both won two. Like, it's two of three wins, so you get, like, a match of three.
Fucking said.
And then win, loss. And they both had two, and it's the best of the three in the final match. And they're going back and forth, and Lupe just, boom, boom, shuriken! And he wins, and they just wait, and they thought they had another match. And then everyone's like, he just Apollo Creed'd him. He straight just Apollo Creed'd the guy. And they both just sat there, like, I won? What? You look at one of these, just Ivan Drago, and he's like,
isn't that Rocky 2?
No, Rocky 4, because of this exhibition match between Drago and Creed, and Creed dies.
I wasn't talking about Drago. I was talking about, like, when Rocky beats Apollo.
That's Rocky 2.
Yeah.
At the end. Yeah. But it wasn't like that, because that was for the title, not an exhibition match. No, you're fucking Rocky. Chago, our new guy, hasn't seen any of the Rocky movies.
Or Terminator.
Or RoboCop. Or Alien. Or Predator.
Wait, what?
Oh, it sounds like...
This guy is literally the worst fucking human.
Does he work on Saturday or some days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he has.
But he has Justin Bieber tickets, so it's kind of...
Yeah, we call him Biebs. Or the Bieber.
He traded him in, actually, for Rihanna tickets, so...
Oh, that's an upgrade.
Yeah, I mean, instead of punching myself in the dick, I decided to punch myself in the throat, so... Yeah.
Just let my finger just fucking widen and let me get fucked. Yes.
That's probably the best way to describe it.
Either punch myself in the dick or punch myself in the throat.
What are you doing, Goofy?
I make poor musical choices.
He does quite often.
You are the worst musical producer ever. Hey, podcast listeners. At this point, Atticus was in my lap and was desperately trying to hit keys on the keyboard, and he smacked the space bar, which shut the recording off. So, there's a little split in recording where I tell him he's the worst producer ever, and then he fucking tells me to eat a dick. And,
our three-year-old does not talk like that.
He doesn't talk at all.
Yeah, okay.
He's got a nasty side.
Not for his dad.
No.
No.
We're bros.
You're bros.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just wanted to play on daddy's computer.
Yeah, so he wanted to fuck with my computer. Three. And, so there...
The buttons.
That explains the split. And, this is the explanation for that.
Yeah. So, back to the show?
Yeah, and Chris is just... It goes straight into Chris just fucking yelling about shit.
As he does.
I don't think he knew that. God damn it.
Nom Nom Galaxy.
PlayStation. Yeah, that's PlayStation. So, anyways, here you go.
Back to the show.
Only in it as... Because every time you have a white person in a movie...
Let's save it.
We're good?
Yeah.
Okay. We're good. Okay.
We are at 46 minutes.
46 minutes? Yeah, that's enough time.
Saturday...
Just quit hitting buttons.
Well, you told him he was bad at it, so he was trying. Yeah. That effort.
He's bad at it? How about fuck you?
I'll turn it off, asshole.
I raise you. Fuck off.
This movie idea just kind of spiraled out of, a dream. I was telling Chris about a dream, and it was insanely vivid at the time, but now...
Was it like that dream where we were walking down the street, and then...
The one on fucking Monroe is still, vivid in my head.
Where Chris was... You and I... Chris was a monster, and then you and I were, taking off all the enemies, popping out of sewer grates.
Yeah.
I miss that dream. You have better dreams than I've ever had.
I have insane dreams.
Like, yeah, tell nuts. Robert about that dream.
I just remember, like, Chris was a giant fucking monster. We were at, like, the Garland running down Monroe towards Wellesley.
Wait, was he Godzilla and shit?
No, he was just, like, some monster.
He's kaiju-esque.
Before the kaiju thing. But, like,
yeah, before the 1930s.
Before kaijus were cool.
Yeah, that was a cool part.
Cool. But so, like...
This was, like, 10 years ago.
And Justin and I... No, this was, like... Well, I worked at Flamin' Joe's. You're like, I had this dream last night where Chris was walking down the street, and then you and I pulled out building windows and sewer grates, and we were taking down enemies while Chris was being a badass. Boom, boom.
I would be the monster.
He basically was playing Smash Monster.
What? I will attack your buildings 3 at a time! Look at you building a 9x9 grid, your weakness. That'd be fun. So Justin had a really vivid dream at work. Like before work. So he's telling me about this Friday. Or is it Saturday?
Saturday.
Because Liz was there. So Friday.
Was it Friday?
Yeah. So I come in at noon. And Justin's like, so check this out. So Justin's like, check this out. I had a dream. Tells me the dream. And I'll be honest, I don't fucking remember it.
I still remember my dream.
I don't remember this dream.
He's told me this dream. My dreams ever.
I have no knowledge of this dream. I had a really cool one last night that Kale and I were doing Christian Metal. And we were losing. We only had one life left. So he was like, what are we going to do to win, Dad? She was like, we're in a fucking car that's blowing up and we're dying. Okay? I go, I got this. And I get on my phone and I play the Twisted Metal 3 soundtrack. And then we win. We montage Twisted Metal.
It was metal as fuck.
It's as cool as your brain is.
There's no better answer to that, period.
You know what we used to do at work all the time? Like, I'm sure they still do. We play Stan Bush if we were getting in the...
We still do it. Yeah, we play montage music. Yeah.
Transformers!
Yep. And be like, you got the touch! And Sean is like, really? I'm like, we got like 30 tickets, Sean. Super Bowl. God damn it.
Did he really say...
Because he thinks that we play montage music too early.
He needs to shut the fuck up.
Exactly. You can always play montage music. Always.
You fire him yet?
Nope.
Then what's he gonna do to get fired?
But no. So after Justin tells me this dream,
I like that better because he knows I know he listens.
Yeah, right. He listens. He's listened to all of them. Your spacing is so whatever.
I didn't speak.
No, your beginning, like the beginning.
No,
of it,
that was all one big like rant and speech. So we just write it down.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're talking, and I was like, wait. So as he's telling me this dream, we get into this whole HP thing with it, where, so it's the main character, the premise of the movie, just as the basics of this movie, copyright us. This is our fucking idea. I don't give a fuck if it works or it doesn't. This is our fucking idea. The world can eat a dick.
Okay, calm down.
Do you know how every time you come up with a great idea, then you watch TV, and then like 2 weeks later it's fucking on, and you're like, I'm out, I quit?
Yeah.
Right? It's one of those. Okay.
Like, we made the fucking PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Everything that's ever come out is our idea first.
I found that binder, Osmo by the way.
Osmo 5.
Yeah, we made a video game console. Everything we wanted a console to do,
we made it.
Xbox 360 and the PS3 came out.
Yeah. They just took
stole our ideas. Yep, they came into our dreams and stole them. This is real. Yep, government does it. It's a real thing. It's irritating. Anyway, so this awesome trademarked by us dream story / movie.
I think the correct phrase is copyright. But whatever.
All of it. I will piss on this to mark my territory. Okay?
Don't piss on my computer. It's not that great.
But the basic idea of this is that it's going to take place in Vegas. Okay? Now, what it is that the Native Americans, being some of the first people to our continent, right? As they are Native Americans.
That's the term First Nations.
Yeah, as a First Nations. Yeah. So what it is you find out that all of their totems, all of their gods, everything, all of it's real. Not in the real sense of, like, they're real and all of ours is false and all that shit, but they were real guardians because of, and this is where it gets fucked up, because Scientology is real. The cult of Cthulhu is real. All of it
is all.
Just wait.
Dianetics speaks out against nitrous oxide because what's his nuts had a bad experience with nitrous oxide.
Travolta?
No.
I'm locked in the closet.
L. Ron Hubbard,
yeah.
He's fucking stupid.
Yeah, so Dynex forbids Dr. Oxide.
So the whole premise of it is that Scientology, all of the aliens in it, where, like, all of them came to Earth.
In their DC-8s?
Yeah, in their DC-8s. All of it, though, is real. For the sake of the dream, it's all real. For this, like, movie. Everything is legit. The main character is
motocross.
He does motocross. He's working in a Vegas. He's trying to do the Red Bull stuff in Vegas. It's his whole thing. Kind of like Triple X.
Yeah.
Basically.
Almost.
Because, so we could have the awesome motocross moment at the end where he's on the roller coaster in Vegas and flies through a building. So we need to have a reason. We need a reason for this to happen. So he does motocross. It's the fucking Southwest. What else are they going to do there, Robert?
Stop.
Don't judge our idea. Don't judge.
Great.
Don't hate.
Yeah, it's
let
great.
Us create.
Sure.
So why the whole basic everything? Premise of this, like of the whole thing, is that the Native Americans were actually guardians of the world against Cthulhu. The problem is all
like
of their,
the South Americans guard against guinea pigs.
That's why they're dead. That's why the Aztecs and the Mayans are dead.
They
sacrificed themselves to close the two portals. From the ocean, from the city of Relia in Atlantis, they died to protect mankind. No, so it basically makes white people feel shitty. This is the whole
legit.
Purpose. But that's legit though, yeah. Right? Because both civilizations disappeared.
White people
they
are
disappeared,
shitty.
Right? And white people are kind of shitty. So, but the civilizations disappear. Like, we take real world scenarios and make it fucking insane.
They're still
it out. So, the main kid, so his grandpa. Right? Who's trying to teach him the ways of the tribe so he can become the next protector.
No, don't spoil the grandpa part.
Yeah. I have to. Because he has to know who grandpa is. Grandpa? Danny Trejo.
Well, of course. Duh.
Okay? Don't. But because Danny Trejo protecting us as mankind from Cthulhu.
Machete.
Basically.
But he's actually HP reincarnated.
Yeah.
So...
make this.
Okay,
my whole world just went like this.
No, so the basic premise of it all is that this kid is this kid's journey.
Yeah, no shit,
that,
right?
Like, because people go to Vegas, right? It's the city of Sim, right?
Yeah, there's Walking Dead and the Comic-Con, like, convention.
We're
going
to try to go
on.
To Vegas next year.
Because then we have a whole issue with zombies.
So it's, you get your zombie thing where what they're trying to do is the Cult of Cthulhu, they find that the last remaining Shoggoth is under the Luxor Pyramid. It's all there, so because it's dry, it's a desert.
That's why the Luxor's there.
That's why it's there to prevent it. It became the temple to protect it while restraining it, because if it comes near water, it will then bring back the old ones.
Yeah.
So they needed it to stay dry.
Yes,
you know, this really sounds
I'm on board
like
all the way with this.
Like,
way better than science, because they're
allergic
like,
to fucking water.
Yeah, they're allergic. This thing needs water.
Yeah, this thing needs the water.
Once it's in water, that's what
it's
like in its environment,
it's
and it can raise up Relia.
It's because it's dried out.
Yeah. So, and Betty Page is in this, or Betty White's in this movie as well.
She's
okay. Betty White's, that's fine.
I heard a Highlander reference to Betty White, like, what if all those older celebrities...
They all battle, and she's just the last remaining one.
I am totally okay with it.
I'm okay with that. Okay. But she's in the movie, and she's playing a slot machine. Like, you just see it. It's kind of...
Like
it's,
Lake Placid?
She better have more than,
like four paragraphs of something.
No,
she's
you see her, and she's always going, more water. Every time you see her, she just, and you, so you know it's a lead for something. And you find out at the end that she's Mother Hydra, the main priestess
what
for...
the fuck?
So, at the end, once everything is all said and done, it'd be a trilogy of movies where you get your New Hope, you get your Empire, and you get your Jedi. Okay?
So you get
this trilogy set up.
Jesus Christ.
So what it is that all the people
who are... The cult and the followers.
All the bookies and everything that are in Vegas that you get your money from, and then they're like, you didn't pay us your money, now you're fucked, right? And people disappear in Vegas
all
the time.
There's so many disappearances.
Right?
And cats.
Yeah, and cats. Tons of cats, because they're all over the place there. So you make it, you tie it in with HP... They're there to guard against all of the evil. The cats are there to try to protect humanity.
In the old days, you know, they treated us
because they were treated as gods and protectors.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
This is why you're get like it connects every old world mythos into a real world mythos, and Cthulhu and all of them, Dagon, Hydra, and Scientology are all real because Scientology. That's where the aliens come to Earth to get away from the great old ones.
They have to spill the blood of Lovecraft, which
like,
is
they
want to
kill Lovecraft.
And old, no, it's his old daughter.
Like, it'd be like his
great
granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
Because that's the only girl in the whole thing, and she's a badass. kicks ass too, because you gotta have your badass person. You make it the girl. So she's the badass chick. If they spill her blood, it will allow Cthulhu to rise up because you need to have
but
a reason.
But all the ghouls and zombies and stuff are like part of the Shoggoth. So like that's why they still can still go out there in the world.
Periscoping. She's periscoping it right now.
No.
Or taking pictures.
No.
Okay, because that would be scary. So like what they do is the cultists take the people who are missing in Vegas, right? Okay. They take them down into the temple. And they give it a little. They feed it. They inject like a wad of Shoggoth, like down its throat, and it chokes on it. The Shoggoth then uses those, basically. But they use it all the moisture because you're 70% water, so people die of dehydration.
Before water Shoggoth.
Like that's a lot of water Shoggoth. Yeah. But it basically all the people who die of dehydration are really the empty shells that the Shoggoth was using to get more disciples and using in his army. So it culminates with the blue tip of the pyramid going blood red, and it just becomes torrential rains over Vegas. It floods Vegas.
And they have to, after that, they have to break the dam. They have to destroy the dam to flood it. So they can shock off.
Yeah, they destroy the Hoover Dam. That's the cult's goal, is to destroy the dam so the Shoggoth can get to the sea.
Mead Lake or something? Yeah. Like combine it there so we can
We made this thing. This thing is glorious. and Danny Glover's in it. Because you need him to go, I am way too old for this shit. For that one line, because he's really, really, really old.
Have him
now.
Be like a pilot flying over the city?
He's the pilot, yeah. He's the pilot to get to places. You create something when you're bored at work. Then you fucking tell us.
Why
full
is this
of hate.
Bad, Robert?
You're so full of hate. You can't hate this idea.
Okay, no. It's not about hating the idea. It's about...
Huh?
There's no structure to this yet. This is just
we
like
have no structure. These are
all.
This
idea.
Is when you're like, we have a movie idea. So what do we need for a fresh movie idea? Title,
this
characters,
is like aliens
people
versus
want
Vader.
In it.
Yeah.
We're just building a world, and then we build the movie. But if you want to hate on that and not be part of our awesome experience,
I'm not hating on it. I'm just like,
I mean, we have a whiteboard over there and everything for it.
it's the fact that you guys did this.
All the time.
They do this all the time.
No, normal.
No, but the thing is like you did to an extreme.
It's
of
deeper
everything.
Than that. It's deeper than all of it. Yeah. We make it as deep.
We listen to so much HP. It's like
and we take we just in knowing random facts about world history. We just tie it all in. Everything, every world belief system that you can think of will somehow have an influence. Like all the totems you see for the tribes. Are really
they're
like their guardian posts.
Tattoo.
When white people basically came to America, they fucked it all up. All the coastal tribes were protecting the sea.
That's why we're having no white people in the movie.
That's the white people that are in it are all going to be the shitty people of the movie.
Or the ones get killed.
Yeah, like they're the ones who become like they're the back alley dealers. They're the ones trying to make the Shoggoth rise.
Okay,
it's everybody else who's like trying to battle against it. And then you have your black kid from Haiti who is skilled in voodoo, knows all the HP lore. And he's a badass, like your male lead badass. It's like a team of kids, essentially, because you want to get that teen market, like the Twilight Bucks, but, you know, better.
No, we're going with the kid from The Revenant.
Yeah, but the Revenant, have you seen that yet? Mm-hmm. You didn't see it? But there's a Native American kid in it who plays...
his son.
The son of Leonardo DiCaprio. He would be our main lead, because he's trying to resist... He thinks all of it's bullshit, like Cthulhu, the gods, all of it is bullshit. But as his grandpa Danny Trejo is like trying to convince him, he's like, "No, this is real. This
is the
world."
Well, he had like a vision as he's like going up to the ramp like,
for the Red Bull challenge
and
to
then
do
he crashes
stunts.
Off.
Yeah,
and then
like people are chanting, they're like, "Yeah, yeah," but then they start screaming the Cthulhu rants,
yeah.
And then it throws him off, and then it flashes the face of Cthulhu, and then he wrecks his bike and he's in the hospital, and his grandpa's like, "It's time. You've seen the visions. Blah blah blah." He's like, "No, you know the normal coming of age part of a story."
Yeah.
Like we put all of the traditional tropes you would need in it. Just no white people. They're all bad guys.
Of course. So,
do you work at all?
No, this is what like, we're making. I think we're in the middle of a lunch rush.
You're working.
Like literally
Robert,
doing like $1,000 hours.
Yeah, we were busy. This was like a lunch rush.
We could be busy as fuck, still come up with this shit because we're bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, work is.
Work takes bored. No mental anguish, and so we're bored.
That's what, like, this is how it works. Or like one of us will come in and go, "So I thought of a whole thing today." I'd be like, "What? Okay, so hear me out." And then we come up with a fantastic idea. Of it, and then we just go and tell each other our tangent stories. Like, so what'd you do today? Oh, prep's all done and everything, and food's made. I just got bored and lost my head and ran out of podcasts to listen
cool.
to.
Cool.
That's what we do. And like, we weren't listening to podcasts at the time, so we were just, that's what we do.
Yeah.
It's like, why not?
But it's like a real fucking thing. It's like how we just pulled the fucking Captain Planet.
Yeah.
Same thing. Which has that coming along?
I drew it, but I'm not proud of it yet.
Oh, like the Captain Planet?
I drew Nicolas Cage with the...
with the crazy hair.
I'm not proud of it yet, but I gotta color it in and all that, so...
I want to see it real bad.
It's coming. It's coming.
This is not your hero. Oh.
This is the...
That's the tag. It just says, Captain Planet, not your hero. And then it's the world dripping blood.
And oil.
It's oil, but it looks like blood, and his hand is over it. All
douche-like. It's dark,
like he's
red.
Doing it. It's a dark blood red. It's like black into blood red going up the earth. Right, see? That's it right there. Yeah. That's all we did. It just metaler.
Yep.
It'd be so metal. Good stuff, all of this.
Well, yeah, but I want to make that as a comic. I'll make Captain Planet a comic. Real bad.
Bad.
Like hardcore bad.
Once you see the image, dude.
I need to make it a comic.
So write a script.
Yeah, but I need to be able to have the like. I know. Also,
you need visual before you actually do it.
Reverse, but reverse engineer of the plot of the original Captain Planet, where the kids came together to create him. We need to have a team come together to reform him.
Okay.
That's their plot because then you have to because you got to get the crowd, you
got
to get your
so like you got
like
your like your oil,
yeah, because he likes
your pollution,
yeah,
your smog.
Well, no,
because
he's
like,
all he starts off rough.
Like the four
it's a broken
shit.
Captain Planet, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's a broken Captain Planet.
Yeah.
But the kids, the people that end up in all of these incidents, is so like a kid
Captain
who's
Planet's just like I don't need you.
No, he's basically
he
drunk.
He drinks his nights
he's a
away.
Piece of shit. Yeah, he's drunk and he just goes like he's like he takes a hot he does the hot dog and goes. Oh, fuck America, fuck the world, and he's just drinking fucking OE all the time.
This is what happened to Fetus!
Boom! And then he's got the little monkey that the Indian kid had, but it's like all cracked out, it's got a fat pot belly,
yeah.
And it just sits in the back going, smoking like cigarettes.
Like Salacious Crumb to, to Jabba.
Yeah.
You have to give him a bad cough.
Yeah, and he's got he's hacking up his lung and shit. Yeah, see? This is... Right here. That's how we come up with
pops.
It. Right yeah,
I get
that's
it. I get it.
Yeah. But all the kids, the journey of this Captain Planet would be the reverse.
Yeah.
That it's basically millennials bringing it back. Like, all of these individuals, the kid, like, where he's brought about by fire, and it's like a forest fire. It's a kid who was in that fire but survived. So it's all...
So he's burned.
So he's burned, but then it's bringing back that part of Captain. While he's rogue. And so it's his journey of becoming back to becoming part of Captain Planet, our hero.
You're bringing him back to Captain Planet? He's just not...
No, it's going to be issues of douche Captain Planet.
Oh, no,
But I want that his journey,
like,
the big picture,
Black
is
Adam
a better
World War
hand 3,
where
but, like, he's
fucking...
changing, though.
Yeah, but he changes. Like, each issue, like, he's going through, he's being a dick, but there's something that causes that little bit of him to come back. So you see bleeds of the original costume. Like, he'll look into a mirror... Or something, and it'll be a panel of him looking at him.
No,
you
like see pictures, or
and
like,
yeah, he'll see like
or...
Captain Planet, America's lost icon.
Yeah.
You know, or where is he now? And it's
or
just him
like,
bloated Paris Hilton style, crotch exposed, just tank open to the world. Go, you don't fucking love me? Just totally cracked out.
Dick hanging out. Whatever Captain Planet's guy.
He's like, it's rock hard, ladies. Like, I want him to be a shit person. I want it to be like
Watchmen.
So, like,
his nights
would
be spent like strip clubs then.
Yeah. I basically want him to be the comedian. I want him to start off as the comedian from Watchmen in terms of shitty people.
I never saw the movie. I read the book.
But how shitty the comedian is,
yeah.
I want him to be that shitty, that disillusioned with the world. But I want it to be like a group of millennial kids that with their new ideas. So then you bring in, we are learning something aspect.
Yeah.
And it's him coming back around over issues. He's still a dick. Like, he's jaded, so he's gonna have our age of jaded, kind of like, well, you're all still kind of fucking dicks, but I'm gonna, you know, kind of quit being a cunt.
You know,
like that.
Like, more than that, like...
But I want to be a super douche, though.
Very cold. Though.
Yeah, no, like, there's forest fires, and he's like, you started it, not my problem, and then you do
like,
a little homage
smoking.
To Smokey
he
the Bear.
Smoke
yeah, and he goes, and he's like, better get on that, and there's a bear, like, with a camper's hat next to the bear, like, because it's Smokey the Bear.
That's all
right. Right?
Oh
that's cool.
Yeah.
See? And you're liking this idea, aren't you? Because you get what it means on the bigger scale.
Yeah.
See?
Because
the previous generation fucked it up, but he's so disillusioned.
Uh-huh.
And then we use real-world technologies that are being invented that he's unaware of because he's so jaded and shitty and
blames everybody for it, and then as it progresses, I want him to come back around, and then come back to being
Captain Planet. So he like starts graying, and it sucks. It turns into green hair.
Well, because his hair is all scraggly, and so he starts like moving his hand through his hair. And it's, you find it's all like the grease, it's gunky, it's dirty, and then he like washes it, and the green is back, but he doesn't crop it back up.
Yeah.
At the end, the hair looks a little better, but they're gonna be like, are you gonna cut the hair? He goes, I'm gonna keep the hair, I look like a fucking tool. Like, he's still kind of jaded, he's like, I don't want to look like a tool anymore, so he gets an updated Captain Planet variant costume.
Alright, I dig it.
Right? I think that's a great idea, and kids learn. Like, the comic book shop has the panels for it. I would love to make it a comic. I can pull dialogue out of my ass for something like that. And you have all the kids of all over the world. No white kids. Get one. It's a fire kid. And he's a redhead. And so, and because he's a redhead, Captain Planet's like, so what's it like? And he's like, what do you mean, what's it like? You know, not having a soul. What's it like?
It's like being the last of your
kind. Yeah. Like, that's the dialogue of the book. Yeah. I want Captain Planet to be that much of a dick. I wanted to be like, so, not having a soul, is that a normal thing for you redheads? He goes, it's bullshit, Captain, it's a joke. And he's like, I don't know, I mean, your mom's a joke, but what do you want me to do about it? Like, I want him to be such a dick that the kids don't, it's like almost they're hesitant to do it. You know? Him. Like, yeah, where he's like, he goes on this journey of like, and it's like an inadvertent journey. Like, he's trying to avoid his responsibilities and then still somehow has to come around to doing them.
Yeah.
Like, there's a forest fire, and he'll be like, fuck it. But then there's, like, a house fire, and there's, like, a crying kid. And he's like, god damn it. And he goes down there, and he'll do it that way. But on the global scale, he fucking fuck the world is the whole premise. Fuck the world.
All right. That could work. That could work.
Right?
See, I like that.
See? Trademarked us. Fuck you. I don't care who owns them. Our idea. Eat a dick.
Copyright.
Copy trade. Trade right. Trade America.
You're just combining both now?
Yep.
Mark.
Hashtag.
Fourth.
Twitter. Words. Wiggity wiggity whack.
That's why I don't like being
sound effects.
We're technically millennials, but that's
stupid. But we're not. We're better than the millennials.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just old.
Yeah,
but we're on the good old. We're on the good end of the millennials.
Yeah, we're, like, the spectrum, like, starts with us.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
We're on the part of the millennials where they're like, they're all right, versus the lazy, worthless pieces of shit. You know? Like, we're all right.
They're like, he's 30, you two are almost 30. Much, no, I'll be 30. I'm old.
I'll be 30 in March, man.
Yeah, Carter was giving me shit earlier. I'm like, fuck, what are you doing for your birthday? 2 years younger than me.
Probably gonna go see BVS again.
For your birthday?
Yeah.
I'm going to go see it. I feel like I'm going to see it like 2-3 times.
I'm going to see it more than that.
Like, I'm saying like at least. Like, I'm going to see it more than once. I have to.
I'll see it on the 25th. I'll definitely see it on my birthday, which is like 4 days after. And then probably a whole bunch during spring break.
I just want to see it just once. But there's that part of me that's like worried, but that last trailer like nuked most of my worries for it.
Well, because it was so much better than the second trailer.
My only thing was, I didn't want to see the villain. I did not want to see the villain. They could have done the first trailer, and this last trailer.
I honestly don't think Darkseid is, or,
Doomsday.
Doomsday is the villain. No,
but I don't think they should have just shown him. Oh, I don't want to see what they're doing.
Darkseid for the new X-Men trailer?
Apocalypse. Don't belittle Darkseid with that little pissant Apocalypse.
Power Rangers!
Basically, he looks like Ivan fucking Ooze, dude.
We saw that new X-Men trailer, like, this is so bad.
And I'm going to see it. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm going to watch the shit out of it.
I bet that whole movie is going to be good except for him.
What?
Right? Movie was great. Shit-ass villain. Or watch. We all end up putting our foot in our mouth and we're like, Apocalypse is and we all do that. Like, this is good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see the shit out of Civil War, but there's no Spider-Man in it.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's in it. They just don't show him in the trailers.
I want to see Black Panther in it, though.
Black Panther's gonna fuck shit up, dude.
Yeah. It's
gonna
be awesome.
I like that he's not gonna be on either side, because in the comic he wasn't on either side. T'Challa wasn't
on
either
side. But wasn't he on Iron Man's side?
In the comic?
Yeah.
For Civil War?
No, in the movie. Like, he was, like,
He is looking out for Wakanda. He's going...
That's his whole job.
His goal is Wakanda.
It's kind of like Batman looking over at...
His thing is, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. He knows it's Stark weaponry and Stark shit that has been used to attack Wakanda. To get the vibranium. So, he hangs out with Stark as the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Wasn't Iron Man 2? Yeah. Would that happen?
That was 3. Age of Ultron.
Was it
3? Age of Ultron.
Okay, it was. When they went to the...
3 is the Extremis. Iron Man 3 is Extremis. But Age of Ultron is where, what it is that Gunrunner that gets his arm taken off by Ultron, he is a mercenary that has been taking shit from Wakanda.
Yeah.
That's why. So I think that's why he goes over to that, is what he's doing that whole, like, getting in with him to know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
So.
That actually might be the sleeper of, like, the whole comic book. Like, because it's not really getting a lot of press.
No, everyone is expecting him to be great. For Black Panther. He's the one that...
I mean, like, just, like, the movie aspect, like Civil War. Like, everyone's looking forward to, you know, this, you know, Suicide Squad, BVS. Like, it's like...
I think everyone just wants them all to come up and be great, but
I think this year's gonna be DC, though. No Marvel. Like, DC's gonna...
Oh, who's gonna win?
Yeah. I don't know. I think Doctor Strange is gonna blow that fucking shit out of the water, though. Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Like, he's gonna blow that shit out.
If this next generation of standalones as Deadpool is shown, Marvel might have it again.
Yeah. Seriously, as much as I'm a DC boy, but like,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Deadpool was really good. Because it was fucking amazing.
BVS and Suicide Squad is all that DC has, and Marvel had Deadpool. They got X-Men,
Civil War, and
they got Strange. They got 4 this year.
Strange, I think, is gonna be great.
Strange better be fucking.
I think 2007 will become DC because after Wonder Woman, like. That will be the pinnacle.
This will start their, DC's taking it real. Then Suicide Squad goes, no, you don't. You had Aquaman, all this.
Flash,
you watch what you've done.
Cyborg.
DC.
Cyborg gets his own movie?
Yes, he does.
I'm way excited. Yeah. Cyborg gets standalone.
And then the very end.
Green Lantern Corps.
Yes.
The Stewart and shit?
Yep. The Corps. 2020.
All of them?
Yep.
In between there, we can go watch Transformers again.
They have another one coming out next year.
Yeah. I only go to so many movies, and I don't know.
We have to now. We have to go to every Transformers movie and just go, yeah, suck, fuck Michael Bay!
The whole movie. Like, he does have, like, his shield and sword, like, he's on a different, like...
This was our first movie experience yesterday, going with the fancy seats.
What'd you guys think?
Ah.
Right?
Signed seating, though.
Fuck signed seating.
I don't give a shit. We got a signed seating way up front, still fine.
No, we've had in the last 3 times for the movies, 2 of the last 3, we've had to move from our seats. They were fucking ours. And other people were in them and they're like, will our tickets say these? Like, no, they don't. Ours are like row E or row F and insert seat number here. And I love you too, fool. And.
All right, Bruce.
And so we're sitting there with our tickets and we're like, well, mine's E7 and his is E8. What are yours? Well, E9 and E10. Okay, you're in 7 and 8, though. But we're already sitting down.
And you sit on them.
And so we just stand there, and we're like, you know what? Fuck it. So we move over.
Start pissing.
No, so we move over, we just sit, and we just take the spot next to it. Who shows up? The people who have those chairs. And then the people that were ours, they were like, well, these were our spots. And it's like, no, they're not. They're ours. Like, we call them out in front of this group of people in front of us. Like, no, those are ours. You just didn't want to move. And they're like, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Handicap. We just walk down, we sit in the handicap, and we sit there like, I don't give a fuck. And just straight stretch out. I'm like, don't care. Gonna sit in the handicap. Had to have it twice.
Stop like, hitting back to back movies.
That look on his face, I ain't doing shit, Dad. I look good, son.
Yeah, that's his whole fucking thing.
I do no wrong. Burn it down.
I can't do it, Daddy.
Yeah. Right. Look, who thinks that I have any control? Control! Yeah. What? I've done nothing. My hand was here.
It's about that time, fellas.
Yeah, about that time. About that time. Gamer.
Gamer.
We're going to end it in reverse.
It's not reverse.
If I say game on, that would be reverse.
Wow. You got on my nerves, and then Justin's like... Here you go.
Because I wanted to end it in reverse, so we all go, game on.
Game on.
Why you let him get away with it?
Game in.
Game in.
Game on.
Why do you ruin it? God, you ruiner of things.
Well, you know, it's because it's 3 friends and Robert, right?
No, that was Sherelle's opinion. Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys, we still got to do.
You guys all seem pretty, you know,
yeah,
okay.
You guys
okay,
got pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, we can't do 4 friends and then Jacob because he's not here. We did do that one though. We did the 4 friends and Jacob.
He did say as many words as he normally would.
Fair. Maybe like three fewer words.
Fair.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.